during the day yesterday, received many questions during the programs. Usually people ask, what will happen with us if we behave the way we do, as we distance from one another? And we're afraid that we will disperse and return to the regular life like our neighbors that weren't connected to the internal work, to spiritual ascent, etc. I want to say that in this I actually see what we're going through, just like everything that comes to us comes from above, as none else besides Him. Therefore, we need to understand that we need to deal with all those conditions that the Creator presents before us, as to be adhered through the friends, through the group, through the world of Nebaruch, and even through all of humanity, adhered to the upper force, as to feel ourselves as much as possible that we are in an integral system, and it doesn't matter what physical connection I'm in with them. It could be that physically this corona will actually be a sign that we are maturing, that we're getting older, that we're advancing. And that even with distancing ourselves by looking at the way we get closer to one another in a spiritual way, and it doesn't bother one another in this way. I was connected throughout the day yesterday with many people. I didn't feel from them that I was in some disconnect from them, distance from them, really not. And here, I hear that there were such appeals and addresses towards us that people that feel like they were thrown, rejected, it's on the contrary. It's in order to awaken in us a complement, a completion of that feeling of distancing that we have from being distanced to each other. I need to feel all the friends that I'm with, just like Rabash writes, standing in my heart. And it's not that they are distant a few feet away from me. What's that physical distance? We need to develop a sensation of that inner closeness. And that's why this whole help comes in the form of a virus, which dictates to us how we continue to behave. And we need to behave exactly just like the health department defines for us. Because it's not the health department that's defining this, deciding on this. It's the Creator, through all those people, is defining for us that this is how we need to behave. And I know that Rabash used to try to accept upon himself and take upon himself those laws as coming from the upper providence. What is the benefit from the Creator sending us some burdening of the heart, whether it's through corona or something else, some other virus or some other thing, and we don't observe it? So it's like I'm going out of his governance, his providence, by him demanding, And what will happen? I have no choice. I have to accept it as the laws of nature. So there's still vegetative and animal and speaking, and those laws, and there's the laws of nature that come to us from the Creator through human beings, through the speaking. And I accept it. I receive it. And with those changes, I need to keep those rules that we need to be as one man in one heart even more and more. And then I will see how this distancing is what defines. It's not distance. It's like he wants to distance from us the corporeal form. So it doesn't distance between us. So it doesn't confuse us. So it'll be on purpose more and more driving us towards closeness in spiritual connection between us. And let's raise ourselves in this way to a more internal form of connection between us, meaning this virus and all these laws that we need to physically be more distanced from one another helps us be internally more closer to and bound to one another. So we should pay attention to that. And the fact that it's being written and they're in despair and they're turning to me. So what here is the problem? That I don't see my friends? I need to exert at feeling them in the air, through the air, through the waves of ours, the way they are besides me. I don't need to see their face. I don't need... It's like Rabash writes for us, that I feel that the friends are besides me and thousands of cubits of this flat land between us won't distance between us, and I hug them and I feel them and I dance together with them. That's how it needs to be. But it's also still a corporeal depiction of it. Later we will come to a more spiritual depiction of this. I don't need to describe them as if I am together with them, as if. No, that I am with them truly within the one kli, within the one desire, one thought, and there's no difference between us. Not corporeal and not spiritual, but rather we are all in one thought, in one desire. This is considered as one man in one heart. Therefore, let's from today onwards certainly see with certainty all the limitations and all the conditions, all these corporeal seemingly limitations, not as burdening of the heart corporeally, but rather it's an opportunity to activate this inner feeling of being all together as one man in one heart, in one desire. And then by this we are aimed towards coming closer to the Creator, locating Him and adhering to Him between us and Him amongst us. Well, and I think if there are no questions, if there are questions, please, I'm willing to talk about this until it will be clear to each and everyone. This is truly evoking concern in me that people are actually feeling distancing. We're seeing Petah Tikva sitting several feet from one another, and it's like people are not coming, and who knows, each is sitting in his corner there, whoever has a place here in our center, and so on and so forth. Friends, this is all bodies. And the main thing for us is the inner observation, the inner sight of how we are in one heart. So let's effort. If there will be questions about this, please write, and we will scrutinize this and understand it. We need, where's Motimo? Where are all, where's Asaf, Chupchik? Where are all the other people? Why are they not writing songs about the new standing, the new stature we're in, this new state beyond place, beyond the walls that differentiate between us? Let's be a little more, let's recover from this initial blow and understand that it's not a blow. It's the Creator who is specifically putting us together into one spiritual room.
He always does.
Rav, when will he connect between us, Niv? Maybe probably after we come to a state in which this spiritual distance won't distance between us, where we will be connected as we sit miles away from each other, or we sit right next to each other. And then this virus will be canceled. And we will be able to return one way or another to be together. So what actually is the condition for this virus to stop, as we stop it by the distance between us that it brings us, is no longer going to play any role here? Then we could say, now, guess how long that will take us, for us to connect between us in the heart such that the distance will not bother us. And then you can say, that's it. That's the day in which we see that the virus will depart from the world. If it happens that way, it would be good, huh? Well, let's move to the next article. If there are no questions. Oh, there are questions there in Florida?
Yeah, thank you, Rav. So all of our exercises now are trying to feel the connection between us. And I was talking with my 10, I think it was last night, and we were talking about this. And I said, when I close my eyes, I can picture each friend with a smile. And it was just this way at the Congress when I would walk up to a friend. And there's not a friend that I can think about or look at that I don't feel this. So, what more do we need?
I can't depict what more we need. We need for there not to be a difference between our hearts, that what you feel in your heart, and I feel in my heart, and someone else, that we all feel the same thing. But how to feel the same thing in 1,000 hearts, in billions of hearts? So we need to feel in all of our hearts our root, the Creator, from which we emerge, and we need to feel that He fills our hearts and inverts our hearts into one heart, as one man in one heart. This is what needs to happen, and I really hope that this virus will start working in this direction and push us forward. Just pay attention more and more how we need, how much we respect, how much we appreciate the attitude of the Creator towards us, that we're kissing this stick, and that He will bring us closer. It's truly a very special process that is coming from the love of the Creator towards us. And what we need to feel, that one heart that connects our hearts, and in it, the Creator is revealed. The Creator is revealed in our connected one heart and says, well, where are you? I've been waiting for you for so long. Well, that's true. Probably organ, yes?
Yes, I have a question about the article. It says here that he sees the whole world is suffering torments. When he sees that the world is dark, then he has to overcome above reason, that the upper providence is good and doing good. What is this action of overcoming above reason, that providence is in the state of good and doing good, and people are suffering today?
I need to see the benefit from this burdening of the heart, even above life and death. But like we learn, that it's all nevertheless an eternal process, a complete process. There's nothing that stops. It's congruent and continuous. And even though people are suffering, this suffering, well, everything that we do is out of suffering, out of a lack. So slowly, slowly, we come out of these lacks to actions that are connecting between us. You can nevertheless not deny that today humanity is engaged in one action: how to survive under conditions of the upper providence is bringing down upon us. So in some way, we're connected more. It would appear that from this necessity that we are doing now daily in order to survive, we will understand from this, out of our efforts, that there's more thought, more guidance, more direction that the Creator is arranging for us. This process from which we learn how we need to relate to this providence, how we need to relate to one another, where we are kind of on one plate, and in such a way advance. You will see that from day to day, as how much more understanding you'll have of where we are. I can't yet explain more than is possible, so that you will be able to digest it. It's like a little child, every month, let's say, is given a little more food, a little more, a little less processed, more suitable to an adult. And that's how it is with us too. But you can't give him something if he's a month old. Give him something that's suitable for someone who's a year old. He'll choke from it. That's why I'm telling you as much as we can know today what we should yearn for. If our yearning will, from today to tomorrow already, give results that are more or less correct, and I feel according to what you write, and according to what we talk about, also this evening we will have a lesson. Maybe later we will decide that throughout the day we will have several additional lessons, because many people might be sitting in their homes and not everyone will work. And then we will decide on additional lessons throughout the day. I'm willing to do it 24 hours a day, truly. Together with you, the whole world, around the clock, around the earth. And this is how we will advance as fast as possible. And by this, move all these corporeal torments to spiritual sufferings, from sufferings of
before you asked. First of all, one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. Therefore, they drop on him greater suffering and more difficult conditions. Therefore, the fact that you're having fun saying, oh, in Peter, we're sitting one next to the other, we don't care about anything, it is a sign that you are still small. And the fact that in Petah Tikva we have to keep a distance of 2 meters from each other, it's according to our Ministry of Health. This is what they determined, and we keep it precisely. Precisely, I'm telling you, imagine Rabash, who would take a meter, and he would measure 1 meter and a second meter. This is where I sit, this is where you sit. I'm telling you seriously. He would be thinking in such a way, and he would be doing it in such a way. I mean, I know him, right? This is how he would do it. It's just like the doctor told him, you have to drink 30 grams of whiskey before you go to sleep. So he took this little glass and he measured how much is 30 grams. And precisely those 30 grams, he filled it and he drank it. And it's what with each and everything, something bad, something good, it doesn't matter. If I accept these conditions, if I receive them from above, I keep them as though the whole of providence comes from the Creator, even if it comes through my enemies or through, doesn't matter through whom. I accept it, that it is all cascading down from the Creator, and it comes through the left line, not through the right line, but nevertheless it does come from above. And I have to relate to this as well as that, seriously, as coming only from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. That's one thing. Second, as much as you will be greater, the conditions will certainly be worse. You will not be able to be together with each other. The virus, you realize, is just an external sign, but there will be worse and worse external conditions so that you will complement them. You will complete them internally. The more we have to keep a distance from each other, let's say there is such a distance, then this distance, we have to compensate for it, complete it with our feeling that we're not moving apart, that we are in the same connection that we had before. We were embraced with each other, right? So now, even though we are moving away, the embrace remains. And in our feeling, nothing happened. And if it's 2 kilometers now, that also, the embrace stays. And we truly feel that this is how it is. This is what we need these 2 meters for now. Later on, we will see. Or maybe we will even reach a state where more or less distance, less distance, it will have no role, no meaning. This would be considered that finally we reached connection as one man in one heart. We feel it even in our world, where the mother feels her child when she's 1,000 kilometers away from him. Everything is possible in the sensation. So, for the time being, you have such conditions in your Ministry of Health for where you can sit together. I suspect that soon it will change, because for the time being, this virus keeps expanding, keeps spreading. It's not about the virus, but rather it's about our correction. We need more and more to correct ourselves.
Romania. Sure. I wanted to ask, is this a correct feeling that we think we should do more connection between worldly and Israelically during the day, Zoom meetings, try to scrutinize between us?
אני חושב שאנחנו צריכים
I think that we should make it so that anyone who has a free time, meaning besides his necessary work, so that he can be connected with everyone, and we will be reading and talking around the clock, around the planet, all day and all night. So go ahead, please, if you want it. I can be available many hours and be with you, however, I want you to take part together with me, otherwise I'll just finish my throat very quickly. But if there would be participation, workshops, all the more so, I'll be very happy. By that we will be able to carry out great corrections. We have a special time now, it is a time of
Okay, I think now the virus, okay, actually evoke many opinions on even kind of wars between the internet, you know. I think it's still continuing the war between communism and capitalism. I feel it's really just split in the middle, two campers cannot, you know, they cannot get along with each other. How can we use these? Also, we can, I don't know how to bring them together, since they are really like enemy want to eat each other up.
Only through our explanation. First of all, no nation is at fault that the upper force is passing this process, its plan through it, in order to bring the whole of humanity to unity. So don't think that it's the matter of China, or it's about the Jews, the people of Israel, or the Germans. It is all the Creator arranging His providence in such a way. The most important for us is that we should understand the general process. And in this general process, we're all interconnected. And here, there is no good or bad. It is all one process, and the Creator is at fault of everything. He established this situation. He's managing it. He's leading us to the good, beautiful goal. And we should only annul ourselves, as we now learned in this article, that the most important is faith. Faith means that I am in His power, in His force, and I flow along with Him, not according to my ego, but rather I want to be devoted to this flow that takes me to this exalted goal. That's it. This is what we need to pass on to humanity. And we will have no choice, but rather to specifically bring ourselves to faith, meaning to soul devotion. And I hope very much that this is what the virus is doing now, working on us in such a way. Well, let's move on, New York.
Миллион людей разошлись по своим квартирам, но остались социальные сети.
A million people dispersed into their apartments, but there's still the social media, Facebook, etc. There are billions of people are sitting there. Those social media networks, is that a necessary and good connection, or is it a bad example? And if, let's say, Facebook were to be shut down for a few months, would it be beneficial to humanity or harmful?
It's not about Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, or it doesn't matter which one of these. What is important is how people fill up these networks. So, asking about are these electronic wires, electric wires, are they bad or good for humanity? Or it's like you're asking about the atomic nuclear energy. Is it bad or good or about anything else? The useful force against the harmful force. So, we only need to aim that this blow that humanity is feeling, it will gradually correct it, cleanse it from all of the bad usage. And in that, we need to assist the upper providence and explain to people how much it's actually correct to use the good attitude towards each other. Okay. Now, Nikolaev.
Good morning, Rav. A question about the new conditions, the new reality that has come and has been revealed before us. From the physical connection, we've moved very fast to a virtual connection. And probably in this virtual connection with these devices, the internet, all kinds of connections, we will come to a connection in our desire, in our heart. Rav, as it's been said, it will all be clarified in thought. Maybe already now you could start to prepare us towards that connection. Maybe we will do all kinds of exercises how to unite with thought. Can you unite us with this?
We're constantly doing such exercises all the time. What are you saying? I'm with you now for an hour and 10 minutes doing spiritual exercises. Rather, what are you thinking about? When you heard the article, and then there were questions from the friends and answers, etc., we're constantly talking about how to intensify the connection between us until we will feel that we're all in one desire, with one Creator. And this, for us, is the goal, to be in the upper world. That's it. This is why there is no problem here.
Use in a new way each time. I don't want to reach a state where tomorrow I won't feel any lack in sitting far away from my friends. You can say what, but even Rabash was far away from his friends when he wrote to them. I feel like all those miles between us don't separate us. So does it separate or not? He felt the separation, and on top of that, there were corrections, and then those corrections brought additional connection than if he sat together with them. We're going to have to work on this. Otherwise, all the Creator is doing, we're just erasing that and we say, okay, great, we have devices, we can be connected, nothing's missing, we're already used to it, and so it's all good. No. We have to be sorry for not feeling the friends in my heart, not through the earpiece or the microphone, etc.
Moscow.
When you are in a physical group, whether you want it or not, the friends affect you. Even though your strength becomes weaker, you're simply by their side, you're studying, and forces come from somewhere. In a virtual contact, a person can disconnect, and that's it. He's disconnected. Meaning, is there some new addition in a virtual contact to be in our voot, to wake up? How can a person who's not used to a virtual connection, get used to learn.
You said it yourself.
Anew.
You're saying I can switch off the virtual connection and just disconnect myself, unplug from the connection, or turn it on again from off to on, and then I'm in connection with them. So I need to reach a state where, what's the addition? The addition is that I make an effort and I always hold on to my desire to be connected with them, and not any switches or wires matter here. I just want to always maintain connection. That's what it's about. We need to make an additional kind of effort here. All right, what are we doing next? Let's hear a question from Kiev and then move on to the next article. Kiev.
Вы часто определяете вот этот период как отягощение сердца.
Good morning, Rav.
Почему вы называете это?
You many times define this time as a burdening of the heart. Why do you call it a burdening of the heart? It seems to me more like an external disturbance related
incorrect
to the corporeal life.
No, I don't feel you in my heart the same way I did before. Now I see you, okay? So I have a certain picture in my heart of the person I'm speaking to. So let's say tomorrow I have no picture. So now I need to generate in my heart an additional connection as though I have the same form that I have today. So I have to increase my sensitivity to you, my yearning for you, my desire to feel and to get closer to you. That's what I have to do. Otherwise, this whole work that the virus is doing, we're not accepting it. It's doing just work for no reason. That's not good. We have to work accordingly on connection between us, together with all disturbances we may have. And we also read this from the story of
most effective way.
I don't know. We talked about it the whole time. I can't say something in addition. It's a very unique situation. Try to get in contact as much as possible in a virtual, deep, inner way with the friends. Try to feel that you are with them in such an internal connection, such an inner connection, that you heal the human flaw, and the virus is running away. There is no cure for the virus besides one, connection. The deeper the connection is, the more it scares away the virus. And instead of that comes love. So try, please, go ahead and try to do it. It's all in your hands. Let's connect in a way that we can heal all of mankind, everyone. And everyone will feel that our healing comes from one unique and unified force that wants to unify us, and that all of us will unite and with each other and with Him. This is called from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. And we'll come to the final correction. You think it's far away? It's right over.
You said connection is the only cure, let's say, to the COVID-19, let's say the virus. that if we connect, that's the only way we can work. Then my question is, what is the role, let's say, of a physician, of a doctor? And what is the role, let's say there would be a cure in medicine? How do we relate to this? If there would be a medicine, let's say, or a prophylaxis to cure the COVID-19 or a prophylaxis against the virus and the role of a doctor. So how do we relate to this in our study?
There's not going to be a cure. A cure for the virus is only connection. Even if they will hand out something, it's not going to heal anything. Because humanity is facing a global integrated crisis here. It has to heal itself from all its evil, and that evil exists in each and every action we do in this world, each and every one. And so nothing will help us here. We're going to have to get rid of our ego. You see how that this virus is working? To detach, to break all the connections between us, all the links between us, so that nothing remains. Therefore, so I don't think that we're going to see a cure for the virus, and that we'll just go through it like that positively. We'll have to show to humanity, and you have to do it as well, to show to humanity what's the actual remedy and what's the true cure for all the problems of humanity. Tell me, before this coronavirus, before that, humanity was not sick. You were happy with the kind of human life you saw. We didn't feel that we are facing an ecological disaster and a potential world war and other natural disasters and dissatisfaction in human societies and power struggles and all that. What, we were in some great state. It's just the coronavirus. The coronavirus is actually a cure. It's a cure. It's not a plague. You should write about it, that it's a cure, that we are, as egoists, we think about it as a plague. But that's how the Creator is healing us. It's also written that, where's that article where he writes that you think that the blow is a blow, but it's actually medicine. I hope he'll find this article for us.
Yes, we have it. It's from Rabash, Volume 3, an article called Everything is a Correction. All the illness I have placed in Egypt, I will not place on you, because I, the Lord, am your healer. A question for our sages. If you don't put the disease, why do you need the healer? The interpretation is, since I will heal, why should I put this disease on you if I have to heal it? What do I get from making you ill? This is certainly a punishment. And if I have to heal this disease, what kind of punishment is it? It's just like working in vain. That's why I will not place the disease upon you. And what you think is a disease is your mistake. All the states you feel, if you ascribe them to me, it's all a correction. By that you will come closer to me in adhesion.
This is what we did today, friends. This is what we've been dealing with. Proving to ourselves that the coronavirus is a remedy, not a disease, as we think. And this remedy is healing us. It's disconnecting us from all the jobs that we're doing for no reason. As it says, sit idle and do better is nothing. Delve into the depth of creation, into human connections, and there you attain the godliness, the higher force, and enter eternity, and that's it. And that's okay, read the article again. Yaniv.
Yes, the article is All is Correction by Rabash. I will not place upon you the disease that I put in Egypt, because I, the Lord, am your healer. The question of our sages is, if you don't put the disease, why do you need a healer or a doctor? And answer. Since I am your healer, why should I put a disease upon you if I have to heal it? And what do I gain by making you ill? This is certainly a punishment. And if I'm the one who has to heal you, what kind of punishment is it? It's as if I'm working in vain.
Meaning, it's not a disease and it's not a punishment for something. What is he doing?
That's why I will not place the disease upon you. And what you think is a disease is not a disease, it's your mistake. Rather, all the states you feel, if you ascribe them to me,
all of it, both good and bad, whatever there is,
then it is all a correction. By that, you come close to me in Dvekut.
And that's what we have.